Track one will not selected.
Hey everybody, and welcome to a brand new playthrough. Today I'm going to be playing Boccarano de Balcon 3, the normal version. I know I said I was going to upload the Chaos version, and I did record all the parts for it. However, I feel that before I upload the Chaos version of this game, I want to upload a playthrough of the normal version first, so you can see how the story is done in the normal version from beginning to end. Then, after this playthrough is done, I will then upload the playthrough I did of the Chaos version, and you can then see the differences between the normal version and the Chaos version, and with the Chaos version, the story is completely different in certain parts, including the ending. But I won't go into that right now. So the reason why also is because BK3, the normal version, I bought the translation dictionary, which translates pretty much all of the game into English. So that will allow you guys to understand the story. When it comes to the BK3 Chaos version, the dictionary doesn't work, so you have to use JGT, because Morikuma's first language is Japanese, so the Chaos version is not translated. So, without further ado, I'm not going to talk too much because I really want to get into it. Josh is with me and Angeline will be joining me soon. And Josh's experience with BK3 is pretty new. He hasn't really played the game that much. But all I'm going to say is, as far as audio games go, this is probably one of the best audio games out there, along with its prequel, BK1. And BK2, of course.
Desktop is Audacity 2M, MVVM, Nyachin Dane Shortcut.
Our roles are reversed. Now you're going to be the one advising me on this one, because
yeah, I know this game pretty much off by heart. So I will be showing you how to craft some of the best weapons as early as possible and stuff like that, which will make the final bosses a lot easier.
Nice.
Okay, so to play this, you need to load up the play.exe file. I am going to change the voice for this because I would normally use NVDA, but my sappy voice for some reason is a little bit louder, so I'm going to go into options and change that.
Our Great Adventure 3, The Lone Wolf, Title Menu, Load Game, New, Check More, Preferences, Change the Exit. Preferences, Atmosphere Sub, Speech Output, Current Method NVDA/, Selector Speech, PC, Auto Edit, NVDA, Sapify, Selector Speech.
Select a voice engine you want to use, Microsoft Hazel Desktop, English. Current value, 50. Press up and down, current value, 0. Press up and down arrows to adjust the Sapify pitch, then press Enter. Current value, 100. Press up and down at 99. 100. Preferences. BGM volume. Current value. Save settings. Settings. Our Great Adventure 3. The Lone Wolf. Title menu. Load game. Notes a previously saved game.
Okay, new game.
New game. Creates a new data file and starts the game. Welcome to our Great Adventure 3. This game is the sequel of our Great Adventure 2. First, please choose a save slot to use. Once selected, your data will be automatically saved to the specified slot. Please check 2, 3.
Okay, I'm going to play on slot 3 because on slot 1 I have my main save where I've done over nearly 300 hours of gameplay, and on slot 2 I have my data for the Chaos version, which uses the same data file as the normal version.
Next, please decide your player name. In the next screen, an input box will be shown. Input your player name there, then press the tab key.
Okay, what should we be called, Josh?
We could go Toby if you want to.
Yeah, could do.
Or JT if you really want to be kind of.
Your player name is Toby. Is that okay? No. Yes.
That noise.
New data has been created.
I love the music in this game.
Game setup has been completed. Now the game begins. This is the sequel of the Our Great Adventure series. Do you want to recap the previous story? If you haven't played the previous games, it will help you understand the game world. What would you like to do?
New notification from mail, YouTube. Red circle attract.
I know that. Let me play.
Shall we do the recap or not?
Honestly, it takes forever. Why don't we just skip it?
Yeah, because I do the recap in the Chaos version, so that's fine.
Data Toby, total playing time, 0 hours, 0 minutes, 53 seconds. Stage select, moves to the stage selection menu. Select a stage, tutorial.
Okay, so before we can begin the game proper, we need to do a tutorial. So let's do it.
Welcome to Bokura no Daibouken 3. Before you begin your adventure, let's familiarize ourselves with basic game operation. Even if you've played the previous game, Bokura no Daibouken 2, a refresher is recommended as some controls have changed since then. There is nothing difficult here. Simply follow my instructions and you'll have no problem remembering the controls right away. The tutorial will now begin. Good luck.
Is that speech clear enough, Josh, by the way?
Oh, yeah.
That's why I'm using... That's why I'm using this one, because it's better, really, for... a playthrough purpose?
Yeah.
Welcome to the tutorial. In this stage, let's learn actions that will be required to play this game. First, we will start with the basics of the game. Hold down your left and right arrow keys to move. While you are holding each of the keys, you can run to the corresponding direction. Okay, let's try. Move right.
Okay, so as it says, to move, you use your left and right arrows, since this is a side-scroller. Oh, and to check your coordinates, press Q.
22, 30. By default, holding down arrow keys makes you run. Pressing arrows with your control key held will make you walk slowly. In Bokura no Daibouken 2, you were able to run using the control key. If you are used to the previous style, you can change it from the settings menu.
No, I don't want to change it. I like it as is.
Walking slowly will make your stamina recover faster.
Yes, that is true. If you're running out, if your stamina is low, walk slowly and your stamina will recover.
ABC Action News just uploaded a video.
By the way, there is a wall in front of you. This game is a 2D side-scroller, so you can jump over the wall if it isn't very tall. Also, you can walk on the wall tile. Imagine that blocks are heaped in the game field, and you can walk on them. You can press up arrow to jump. Jumping rises you 4 squares higher. Jump over the walls and go further.
Okay. Let's do some jumping.
If you step on a gap in between tiles, you will fall until you hit the ground below.
Yeah, this is important because in this game,
50, 34.
You have to do a lot of platforming. And as you can hear, you might not be able to, but there is an echo which shows that you're near a gap.
If you are running and a gap is approaching, you can hear your footsteps echo. The echo can be heard when a gap is less than 8 squares in front of you. Keep running and find out how the echoes work. Oh, by the way, there is a river below you. Try jumping into it.
So now we've dropped down, so press Q and you'll see where we are.
61, 33. 62, 30.
Is this explaining? Am I explaining stuff, Josh? So, like, are you understanding so far, or? Yeah.
Not too bad so far. There is one place I'm curious about where you're supposed to jump onto a platform to avoid some stuff, but I can't figure out how to get my place.
Okay, this is a river. Okay, it's worth getting some water here.
So how are you getting the water?
This will be useful for crafting a weapon much later on in the game.
How do you get the water? Do you just press yes?
Enter, yeah, and then press yes. Anyway, that's enough for now. Yeah, this author is obsessed with cats.
Is located above or below. The volume of the object is known.
Open share show reactions button.
Hold on, I'm just going to add more option. Here.
Open reset Josh and open gallery. Call late. Add people button. Add press add people. Add to call. Heading add people. Dial pad suggested. The rusted button. The rusted end on. Christopher but Christopher end on. Angeline M. Ross. Check press. Angeline M. Ross. End but Chris end but the rust suggested. Angeline M. Ross. Dial pad. People. Add button. Press add. Add adding one person to the call. Calling Angeline M. Ross. 62162E117B3B.
That's why the sound. Hello.
Angeline M. Ross joined.
Increased. Hi.
That way, you can imagine how the objects are positioned and how you are moving. These are just basics of the game. You can now proceed to the next
Bluetooth
tutorial.
Speaker.
By the way, I like the cat sitting near the river. Isn't it cute? Select a stage. Tutorial. Select a level, 0 to 2, let's play ball. Though you may be used to this in the previous journey, I would like to teach you how to use the enter key. The enter key is used to open doors, pick up items, or use equipment in the game field.
Oh, Mom's gonna start making my dinner here pretty quick.
First, try opening the door that is located to the right. You can hear the sound of the door.
Okay.
You can check where objects are by pressing the D key. This brings up a list of all objects in the current game field. To check where you are, press the Q key.
Okay, so press D.
Object info, door 290.
That is very important because this will tell you where enemies are on the field. So go right to the door and open it.
Okay. Let's see if I can do this now. Oh, crap. Nope.
Let's play with balls here. Don't worry about the other visitors. This is a game. But please use the animator before starting. Approach it and press enter to activate it.
Nice.
Okay, if you remember, this shopping mall...
I don't remember this part.
This is the shopping mall that you go to in Arkaya City in BK1.
Okay, this is it. I don't remember this part, honestly. Oh, yes, I do.
This is only the tutorial.
Never mind. I agree, though. I'm just not, not with it. Okay. All right.
Okay,
so while you're doing that, I'm actually in the middle of something here, so I will try to send this.
Angeline,
yeah?
Don't worry about
yeah.
it. I'll get us to where you want to get to, if you like. Now I've started a new game. I'll get us to where we want to get to, and then I'll send you the save file. I can get you all the way to stage 10.
Actually, I think I know what I need to do. I just forgot. So, because I don't know. I don't know
don't worry about it. Don't send it. You don't need to. I think you're doing all right so far.
Yeah, absolutely. I think so.
So, with the ball, you want to hit it with enter key.
Great. Okay, I'll roll 10 balls. Some of the balls to you. Select a stage, tutorial. Select a level 0 to 3, let's be acrobatic. Well, let's learn jumping and attacking.
Okay, this is important.
You can dodge enemy attacks while jumping. Try avoiding skateboards coming from your right.
I just can't get over that voice.
I know. Sounds like a Japanese little girl.
What?
Right?
That.
It sounds like the chipmunks.
Okay, so what you need to do here, when you hear the skateboard coming, you need to hold the right arrow and jump. with the up arrow to avoid the skateboard. And this will be useful in terms of dodging enemy attacks. Japanese, the noise of jumping is silly, but it doesn't matter.
I like it. It's cute.
Because the game is...
96/100.
Yeah, you can...
I wonder what yan means in Japanese.
Yeah, you can check your health by pressing H.
I think it is actually saying jump, but it sounds like it's saying jump.
Great. There is another way to avoid attacks.
Yes, there is.
This is a 2D side scroller, which means that you can avoid every attack by getting out of its range. I'll create a tile above you at the location 1052. Jump onto it and avoid the skateboards. You can avoid them all by jumping, but you don't need to jump if you are on the tile that was created.
Okay.
Zero.
So we need to go. So we need to head to the left.
49/0.
Because a tile has been created.
Yeah, this is the part that confused me.
Yeah. Confused me too.
0.
Are you on the platform or are you still trying to get on it?
0. 6. 0.
Just trying to get on the shot. That's what I couldn't figure out either, is how to get the heck get onto it. Because...
Yeah, that was hard.
9. 0. 8. 6. 0. Zero.
Do you have to turn a certain way to get the portals right? Or is it...
I'll show you platforming in the actual game.
I think it's going to let you move on until you do platform.
It's alright, I'm jumping.
Good. Okay, proceed to the next room. You don't have it. You don't have any items. /100.
Okay, you can actually die in the tutorial. I didn't know that. That alarm means that your HP is critical.
Destroy toy cars with a club. Choose a weapon by pressing the W key. To use your weapon, press space bar. Weapons list, club, 1.
Oh, I hate this part.
Oh yeah, you gotta hit it like multiple times. It took me a while to figure this one out too. I still don't know how
to play. Well, for one thing, you get a really chancy weapon to begin with.
Yeah.
It doesn't do.
But a bit of advice: you will need the club later, so keep it.
Yeah, that's true. That's why I kept mine.
Well done. I would like to add one thing though. In this game, unlike other side scrollers, you and other objects are not distinct. Enemy attacks can hit other enemies or objects, and your attacks can also hit most of the objects.
That is true, and this is better. Mm-hmm. You should use this to your advantage.
However, important key items may not be attackable. These are the basics, but I like exceptions. Ha 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 ha. You'll understand why I'm saying this later on. Well, please listen to this situation.
So as you can hear, the skateboards are destroying the toy cars. This is important because what will happen is, sometimes, is enemies will attack other enemies.
As I explained, enemies can hit other enemies and destroy them. In this game, you gain experience when you defeat an enemy and level up.
Yes, you do.
Like this. When leveled up, your HP slightly increases.
Yes, it does.
You will also get some level up points. The amount of level up points you can get is based on your current level. Level up points can be assigned to your stats, and you can enhance your strength that way. Stand up. Press L1 in any stage to open this screen. Use your up and down arrows to select what stat you want to enhance. To assign a point, press right arrow. The left arrow will decrease the number of assigned points. Once you have confirmed how many points to assign to each stat, choose Confirm at the bottom of the menu. Once you press Confirm, it isn't possible to undo the changes or modify them. Please bear this in mind and consider which stat changes are necessary. Defense, Attack, Defense, Tech, Stamina, HP, Current Value 20. Okay, now, destroy a boss toy car.
Okay, I found the dictionary. Or translator, if you will.
Okay, so this is a boss toy car. At the end of each stage, you will have to fight a boss.
And from what Toby's already told me, the bosses get very nasty very quick, pretty much right from the get-go.
Yeah, exactly.
To the tutorial remix. Good luck. Select a stage. So 0-4 tutorial remix. Okay.
Alrighty.
Tutorial remix.
Woohoo!
Before you start,
I think I'm doing pretty good so far.
This is a compact sonar. It uses sounds to indicate walls or surfaces that are in front of or above you.
Yeah, this is helpful.
Press the O key to turn it on and off. If the sonar detects a wall, it makes a sound like this. And when it detects a surface above you, you will hear this sound. By using the sonar, you will find exploring stages with complex terrain much easier. Sonar on.
So that is showing you that there is a door.
I notice you're, it's not making a low health point.
No, because it's a new stage. Every time you start a new level in a stage, your health is fully recovered.
Nice. You definitely need it, given some of the nasty enemies I've heard about.
So destroy this toy car, and then we can head through the door.
Yeah. By the way, Toby, I'm getting the dictionary now.
Okay. I'll tell you what to do once you've got it. Okay, the door is open. Turn the sonar off for now, because we don't really need it. This is about avoiding attacks, so jump over these skateboards.
I love how those toy cars sound like little Hot Wheels cars running.
Yeah.
Almost makes you wonder if he didn't just sit there with his kids, his son, his daughter's set of Hot Wheels, just zooming them all over the place to get the sound out of his house. Right?
Yeah.
Okay, almost done, and then I will show you a very good way to grind at the start of the game. Okay, that noise is a switch. So flip the switch. Cars will be destroyed by the skateboards.
The only annoying part about running into walls, I notice, is that every time you do, your health gets dinged.
Eh?
Oh, every time I've run into walls, I've noticed my health gets dinged a little bit.
No.
No?
No.
I was thinking it did. Maybe I'm wrong. I hope I'm wrong.
No, you are wrong.
Good job. Oh, really?
What?
Actually, I haven't explained everything.
Yeah, I was trying to save this page, so, well, I did copy my download,
By the way, how was the last
thing, but I want to save this page just in case. And it's not letting me save. Even though it tells you to save.
The tutorial has ended. The item warehouse has been unlocked.
Okay, the item warehouse is used for storing items. Okay.
School of Insanity.
I'm going to show you a very good way to grind at the start of the game.
I was alone, fighting out of fear that my hometown would be destroyed. Metal shards flew all around me. My enemies' attacks continued to come at me, even as I was struggling to sort them out while surrounded and blinded by flying debris. Losing wasn't an option. If I lost, my hometown would have become nothing more than a ruin of rubble and shattered remains. And, finally, my sword pierced the metal body of that machine.
Search and Destruction Robot Version 2... 0.00++. What a battle.
4 years have passed since that fight. We are now living peacefully. Charles, who I risked my life to first fight and then saved, has found work as an engineer and is now living with us. Even though his office is in Arkaya City, he is currently working out of my house. According to him, living here is more interesting, and he can't imagine being anywhere else. My other friends haven't changed that much. We help each other out, and enjoy life together. It's been 2 years since I became the mayor of Crystal City. The citizens all seem to like my governance, and people often drop by the house for a visit. Looks like someone is dropping by right now. Child 1, hello. Toby, hi. What's up? Child 2, well, scary monsters are starting to show up in our school. Toby, monsters. Child 3, yeah. I saw a really huge monster there, and it's so big it makes the floor shake.
Alright, I'll be right back. Just a second here.
Child 4, they're very scary. Please help. Toby, gotcha. I'll take care of those nasties you guys are talking about. Children, thank you.
Oh, I'm gonna mute myself while I'm eating here. My dinner is done.
A few days later, I headed out with my short sword in hand. I told my friends to have my dinner ready, as I was going out for a bit of Shambara action. I told them not to worry as I wasn't planning on taking anything on that would be too dangerous. Something along those lines, anyway. Now, I was about to casually head to the school to get rid of a few pests. Little did I know that a harsh and grueling adventure would be just around the corner. Select a level, 1-1, the first floor, southern building. I'm right at the front of the entrance to the southern school building. I'm going to start exploring the whole school building from here. Let's see if there's anything useful in the staff room or classrooms. Seems like I won't be able to get to the northern building without going through this hole and finding a key. What? What are those things? Weapons list.
Okay.
Short sword, set to carrot weapon.
So you can set weapons to a number, like in BK2, and these things to our right are insects, and they will die very easily in one hit.
Okay, here we come back.
Defense, 2, 3, 8,
So start by increasing your defense, because then the needles will do zero damage, only one damage to you. To the right. Okay, head into this first room. Don't attack the slimes yet.
This seems to be the staff room. I can see a bunch of keys on the desk to my right. Of keys, but the key to the northern building seems to be missing. Toby, shit. I'm guessing it was that damned developer that removed that one key. Developer, hey hey, it's still the beginning of the game. Don't ask me for help so soon. Ah, I don't have it. Someone obviously did. But being scared of the monsters as they were, don't you think they may have dropped it somewhere? Toby. Take the keys anyway. No,
okay.
I don't need them.
If you say no here, insects will still spawn. And this is a really good way to grind at this point.
Just left the keys. What? Where'd they come from? Just left the keys. What?
So if you keep doing this, you will keep spawning insects.
Stamina, HP, tech, 1. 2, 3, 4, 5. Defense. Stamina. 1, 2, 4, 5. 8. Confirm. There is a bunch. Toby, developer, hey hey, take the key. No, just left the keys. What? Experience gained. Defeated insect level 1. Supplement. Level 4 experience. 46. 18 required for the next level. Supplement.
Okay. Should we do this another 2 times? We will level up again.
Point. Point. Toby, take the keys. No, just left. Value 28. Attack. Current value 10. 1. 0. Defense. Current value 10. 5 points assigned. Attack. 2. 4. 5. Confirm.
Got it downloaded.
1 experience gained. Defeated insect. Suffering. Level 5 experience. 66. 59 required for the next level.
Okay, we will move on.
Submenu. Status. Point. Point. Point.
Okay, so we will now take the keys because we have grinded a little bit.
Take the keys anyway. You took the keys from the desk. What?
Last wave. Pick up the coins.
Lots of strings are around it and I cannot open it. Wonder what is in it.
Okay, so to open this box, attack it.
Looks like there are some weapons in here. They're probably for protecting students in case of an emergency. Let's grab them.
Okay, so one of the weapons...
Looks like there are some weapons in here. Plate launcher, 1, attack 150, shoots hard and thin plates. Set to carrot weapon 2.
Okay, this weapon is useful. I will show you in a sec when we get out of this room. And don't worry, you can get more plates. In the Chaos version, you can't. In this version, you can.
Experience 130 damage to green slime. Boy.
Okay, this is a courtyard.
This seems to be the courtyard. But my gut's telling me there doesn't seem to be anything important here.
Well, actually, there is something important here.
Total door at 00. Key at 37.
There is a key.
Looks like the key to the science room is stuck to this tree. I'm not quite sure why it's stuck in a tree, but let's grab it anyway.
Okay, there's some iron balls here, but I always struggle to get them. So just...
I do too, but I figured it out a little while ago when I did that part.
Oh, did you?
Yes. So it's easier if you go all the way to the end and pick up all the gold coins. And when you get all of the gold coins at the end, I forget what level they're on, then you go back until you get to 43 of 0. Jump. You'll have to jump a couple of times until you get to level 7.
Yes.
Yeah, it's kind of complicated. It's really complicated.
I'm not going to bother. I don't need them.
Yeah. It's trial and error, basically. So anyway, I have the dictionary downloaded. So. Oh, man.
What?
Sorry, there's just, I just got distracted.
Okay, so that door you cannot open. And this is the staircase which you climb to finish the level.
You've begun making your way upstairs to the second floor. Select a stage. Tutorial.
Do I end the episode here?
Stage
Let's
one.
See if I'm ready for the lamps.
Select a lamp. 1-2. The second floor. The southern building. Toby, what? Flying lamps. Impossible. Looks like they're throwing off sparks in a wide area all around them too. With the weapons I have now, I'm going to have a hard time fighting these things. Level 5 experience 109 16 required for the next level. Submenu status. Point.
Are you using your flamethrower at this point, or just your sword?
Using my sword at the moment. I just want to put my defense up a little bit more, because these lamps can hurt. But there's no enemies. Damn. Yeah, they're hurting.
Lamp spark took you 25 damage.
Oh, shit. Yeah, my defense is nowhere near where I want it to be.
This looks like a warehouse. Just a bunch of damned cardboard boxes in the
way. Okay, I'm gonna try.
Difficult for me.
And get to the
but
weapon.
There might be something useful further in.
What it is. Let's try and take out this first lamp.
I can quick get it, Joe.
Yeah, took it. Took it out. Summon a cat.
Command menu 4. Okay, do your job. Go home. Sonar off.
So how do you avoid those lamps? Do you just have to take them out, or do you jump, or do you do it?
There is a weapon that I'm just trying to get to.
Box door at zero. Contents of the box at 80. 83. 3.
Oh, I know how to do it. Go to the end. Thank you.
/140.
Oh, that's not good.
Should be able to shatter those lamps with this.
Okay, let's start getting some pieces of wool.
Sonara, have that make a swarm. Your name is. Stay close to me. Destroy the wall in front of me. Destroy the wall in front of me. Come on. Okay, destroy the wall in front of me. To me. Go home. Have fun. Okay, do my job. Destroy the wall in front of me.
What is that thing? A little puppy?
Is that a cat?
Yeah, I was just gonna say, what the heck?
It's a cat.
What are you doing? Destroying the warehouse?
Destroying the walls.
Total door at 00.
It's useful for a very powerful weapon later. I'll come back though when I get the item thing at the end of stage 11.
Sonar. Okay, destroy the wall in front of me. Piece of wall. Command menu 4. Go home. Okay. Destroy the wall in front of me. I'll pick Pufa. Door. Cat at 40 HP.
Yep.
100% level 5.
Just run. We're almost at the end of the level.
This looks like the science classroom. A bunch of test tubes are in the way, and I can see a key beyond them. Toby, these glass tubes standing between me and the key are supposed to stop me from taking it. Not happening. Though, these ones might be a bit tougher to crack than the regular ones.
Okay, I'm gonna do this and then end the episode.
Short Sajumata, 1, attack 25. Short sword, 1, attack 30, multiples. Bat, 1, attack 50, multiplier 1. And it's in the short sword, but doesn't become stronger than it.
Speed.
a key to the northern building. Now I can explore that part as well.
Okay, and I'm going to end the episode here because I need to do a lot of grinding. I hope you enjoyed this one. Thanks for listening, because I'm going to tell you now, if you do not grind and you try and beat the boss at the end of this stage, you're not going to make it. So, yeah. I hope you enjoyed this first part. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time. Bye for now.
CK3 window. Items viewed.
So is the key to making it through that part in the tutorial just to jump out of the way of the skateboards? Because I could not get on that platform to save my soul.